With one double-booked physician and one on maternity leave, the North Fork Medical Clinics in Paonia and Hotchkiss aren't able to keep up with the healthcare demands of the Valley. To Administrator Jason Kleckler, it seemed time for the hospital to step in.
The hospital has worked with the North Fork Clinics, the one in Hotchkiss as well as the one in Paonia, to try and improve things. They've had a couple issues that have made it difficult for them, including loss of practitioners for a variety of reasons, the expansion of Medicare and Medicaid, which has made it somewhat challenging for private practice to continue to operate due to the lower reimbursement for those insurances, and all the changes that have happened with healthcare reform, some positive and some that have been challenging.
The nonprofit hospital already has 6 clinics under its wing, including a family practice in Olathe, and a variety of specialized clinics, such as internal medicine and oncology in Delta. The for-profit clinics in the North Fork will become part of the nonprofit hospital to increase efficiencies of scale and provide a support system. The first priority is to add a nurse practitioner. The next priority is another physician, says Kleckler. In addition, the hospital can offer visiting specialists.
We have a very well-rounded medical staff. Therefore, we have the opportunity to look at sending specialists up into that area, whether it's a pulmonology physician, OBGYN. We can, send an internal medicine physician up there to start providing better access for the community.
Although many details have yet to be worked out, things are happening fast, and the changeover could happen as soon as early June. Following the model the hospital uses with the other clinics it manages, the doctors and some staff will become employees of the hospital.
This is a positive step as we move forward, and it is a positive step to providing high-quality health care, providing better access. I want people to know that the hospital does listen, and we have heard the concerns both from the community and the practitioners in this case. And I think that's why we're stepping in to create this merger to really reach out to the entire county.
For KVNF, I'm Marty Derlin.